Hello, I'm Kristen Marchand, and this is the Opianga Line, a podcast dedicated to researching, promoting, and preserving the local heritage and unique culture of the Upper Madawaska and Opianga River Valleys here in Eastern Ontario, Canada. This past December, we presented a show involving the newly formed Wilno Heritage Society Community Choir. We got a lot of very positive feedback, given that choir's considerable talent. So it got us thinking about how we might bring you some more local singers, songwriters, and traditional musicians from especially bygone days. Or, put another way, shows about some of the folks who, back in the day, went the distance to make our local culture so unique. Well, we didn't have to go very far, nor wait very long, to find some grand musical treasures. Thanks to Peter Glovcheski, the director of the choir and past president of the Wilno Heritage Museum, and his wife Beverly, who is the secretary of the Wilno Heritage Museum and also the manager of the Heritage Store, we're now in possession of some very old recordings made by dozens of local musicians back in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. Over the coming year, we hope to bring you a number of shows based on those precious historical moments. But we thought, what better way to kick off this new show format than with probably two of the best and most well-known local singers from the mid-20th century, Martha Linton and Stella Yarich. For those who can remember that far back, there was a time in the 1950s when the Linton family of Barry's Bay ran what would eventually become the Ashgrove Inn. But Martha and her husband Harvey were no ordinary roadside motel and restaurant owners. They didn't expect their patrons to sing for their supper. Rather, as Martha often said, she had to sing for her supper. So too did Stella Yarich. A housewife and mother, Stella played a great guitar and an even better accordion. And boy, could she yodel. All to say, when Martha and Stella got together on a Saturday night back in the 1950s, a good time was had by all. So tonight, despite the sad fact that they have both passed away, Martha in 2009, Stella in 1996, we're bringing their voices back to life digitally for what Americans call a hootenanny, the Irish call a rambling house, 19th century Canadians living along the Opianga line call a shebeen, but most of us simply know it as a good old-fashioned kitchen party. A final word, though, before we get started. The Opianga line is not set up to play the sort of music heard on commercial radio, nor by megastars put forward by major recording companies. Still, we won't break any laws if we play traditional folk songs currently in the public domain, or original tunes arranged by performing singer-songwriters whose families have given us permission to play those cherished recordings. All to say, you'll not be hearing songs by Hank Snow and Wilf Carter, or Loretta Lynn and Patsy Cline, though we have recorded proof that Martha and Stella sure knew how to belt out those 50s pop songs with panache. Rather, we'll just be sticking to some good old-time, if not original music, including some wonderful ancient Kashub tunes, possibly as old as the Wilno Hills themselves. So, let's get this kitchen party started. First up is Martha Linton with a song about, you guessed it, those Wilno Hills.
I have often been to Round Lake and I've been to Killaloo. I've been to Palmer Rapids, Hardwood Lake and Bangor too. But the place that I like most of all when my day is true is Wilno, now Kenny alone with you. It's a little more like Wilno where you are. You get there on Highway 60 in your car. It's only 6 miles away from our town of Barry's Bay. It's a little more like Wilno where you are. I have gone to Madawaska, oh yes, up to Whitney, where I've met a lot of guys with personality. I have been to Bells Rapids and Cumbermere too, but I'd rather be in Wilno, dear, with you. It's a little more like we'll know where you are. You get there on Highway 60 in your car. It's not too far away from our town of Barry's Bay. It's a little more like we'll know where you are. I've even lived in Pog Lake and I've been to Simpson's Pit. I have often visited Frank Smith and his brother Pete. I have been to Gervais's in Siberia too, but I'd rather be in Wilno Stella with you. It's a little more like Wilno where you are. You get there on Highway 60 in your car. It's only 6 miles away from our town of Barry's Bay. It's a little more like we'll know where you are. I've even been to Brudenell. I've seen the graphite mine. Visited old Mike Mahon to make sure that he was fine. I have even gone to Conroy's Marsh to pick cranberries too, but I'd rather be in Wilno, dear, with you. It's a little more like Wilno where you are. You get there on Highway 60 in your car. It's not too far away from our town of Barry's Bay. It's a little more like we'll know where you are.
That wasn't the only local song Martha Linton was fond of singing. Here she is singing another one about Barry's Bay.
Place that's calling me in a beautiful valley. When I reach that spot, I'll never roam.
Bye, Demi.
Up next, we have Stella Yarich with a song that might sound like something Willie Nelson wrote, but it's a song that goes way, way back, maybe even to when Moses was in diapers.
In the twilight glow, I see her. Crying in the rain as we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again. Love is like a dying. I can see her star in heaven, blue eyes crying in the rain. Someday when we meet up yonder, we'll stroll hand in hand again. Crying in the rain. Love is like a dying ember. Only memories remain. Through the ages I'll remember. Crying in the rain.
Stella, of course, didn't just sing any song. She had the pipes to sing most songs, and so she had her pick of the litter. But there was one song where we think she outdoes herself, possibly because it meant so much to her audience. Back in the 1950s and 60s, that audience included many local housewives and mothers who were married to truck drivers, husbands who seemed to be forever on the road, hauling lumber all over North America with their 18-wheelers. Here's Stella with a wonderful song every local truck driver and their wives and children surely must know by heart. So, sing along.
On his shoulder, as the truck out on a four lane, miles far away, winding up his week just makes it colder. He's an hour away from riding on your prayers out in sky. 10 days on the road is barely gone. As a fire softly burning, supper's on the stove, is the light in your eyes makes it warm. long lost friend. Yes, hey, it's good to be back home again. There's all the news to tell him. How do you spend your time? What's the latest thing the neighbors say? Mother called last Friday. Sunshine made her cry. You felt the baby move just yesterday. Hey, it's good to be back home again. Sometimes like a long lost friend. Yes, hey, it's good to be back home again. Hey, it's good to be back home again. Sometimes this old farm feels like a long lost friend.
Of course, Stella Yarich and Martha Linton both grew up in the Madawaska Valley as Polish Kashub children. Prior to their marriages, Martha was a Paliubisky and Stella was a Nandercheck. And so they spoke the language of their parents' and their grandparents' farmhouses out Pog Lake Way. And it wasn't English. Here's Stella on her beloved accordion with two songs in the language she first learned to speak and sing. The first song is called Hupai Shupai, which loosely translated means nothing at all. It's a made-up, nonsense expression. The second song title translates as Where Are You Walking, though that title doesn't seem to mesh with the meaning of the verses. Still, let's give them both a spin.
Kompania tam pokapat stoi, tam pokapat stoi, tam pokapat stoi. I pisze do ciara, ze się go nie boi, ze się go nie boi. Hupaj szup, łapaj szupaj, łapaj szupaj, łapaj szupaj dana, łapaj szupaj dana, łapaj szupaj dana. Zoram z połem na podworze, dziś soj nawiszana, do samego rana. Hupaj szup. Ciara czarnym atramentem, czarnym atramentem, czarnym atramentem. Za się go nie boi całym regimentem, całym regimentem. Hupaj szup, łapaj szupaj, łapaj szupaj, łapaj szupaj dana, łapaj szupaj dana, łapaj szupaj dana. Zoram z połem na podworze, dziś soj nawiszana, do samego rana. Hupaj szup. I pisze do ciara na złotym papierze, na złotym papierze, na złotym papierze. Za się go nie boi kapral i żołnierzem, kapral i żołnierzem. Hupaj szup. Łapaj szupaj, łapaj szupaj, łapaj szupaj dana, łapaj szupaj dana, łapaj szupaj dana. Zoram z połem na podworze, dziś soj nawiszana, do samego rana. Hupaj szup. Thank you. can now one can awake again you are. Swan can now one can awake again you are. I swego jasieńka zasobu brała, wieczór, wieczór, wieczór wolna zasobu brała. I swego jasieńka zasobu brała, wieczór, wieczór, wieczór wolna zasobu brała. Oj, maniu, maniu, źle z tobą będzie. Oj, maniu, maniu, źle z tobą będzie. Bo twoja sukienka nierówna wszędzie, hej, wieczór, wieczór, wieczór wolna nierówna wszędzie. Bo twoja sukienka nierówna wszędzie, hej, wieczór, wieczór, wieczór wolna nierówna wszędzie. Ojciec się pyta matki i syna, ojciec się pyta matki i syna, dlaczego spłakana nasza Maryna, hej, wieczór, wieczór, wieczór wolna nasza Maryna. Dlaczego spłakana nasza Maryna, hej, wieczór, wieczór, wieczór wolna nasza Maryna. Matka ze złością odpowiedziała, matka ze złością odpowiedziała, dlaczego spłakana nasza Maryna, hej, wieczór, wieczór, wieczór wolna nasza Maryna. Dlaczego wziąłaś ze swego jasinka, hej, wieczór, wieczór, wieczór wolna nasza Maryna.
Martha Linton was also fluently bilingual. Here she offers up two Polish Kashub songs that most anybody at a kitchen party out Wilnoe might recognize, if not understand. The first song in English is Hey, Hey, Bachelor Boy, and the second one, when translated, is Whose Girl Are You? Not hard to figure out what those songs are all about. But even if you don't understand Polish Kashub, the emotion and talent behind each song is universal and worthy of applause.
Dziewczyny, chłopy, hej, 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 galerowie, nie zawracajcie, dziewczyny, chłopy, a ta młoda dziewczyna każdego chłopca chciała. I 18 lat, i 18 lat jeszcze ona nie miała. 18 lat, jeszcze ona nie miała. Hej, hej, kawalerowie, nie zawracajcie, dziewczyny, chłopy. Hej, 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 kawalerowie, nie zawracajcie, dziewczyny, chłopy.
Ja to miłe
Sounds like a real kitchen party some of us might like to have again at the end of this coming work week. But before you turn off our podcast in preference to firing up a fiddle or two, we've got two final songs for you. Here's Stella Yarich with a song whose title is loosely translated as I Once Saw Mary at the Mill.
Widziałem Marysię roz mamonię, jak klasła do góry po drabinie, jak klasła do góry po drabinie. Troszeczkę widać nogi, woło i troszeczkę widać nogi. Grubaśny jak sosna, Boże drogi, grubaśny jak sosna, Boże drogi. Pojedziemy, pojedziemy do Berliny. Zabijemy, zabijemy lichego syna. Zabijemy, zabijemy lichego syna. Z Berliny pojedziemy ku Widnowi. Z Berliny pojedziemy ku Widnowi. Zrobimy to samo Karolowi, zrobimy to samo Karolowi.
And finally, our last song from Martha Linton. It's a duet, and without any liner notes that usually come with a commercial CD, we can't tell you with any certainty who it is who is actually singing with her. We honestly don't think it's Stella, but there's a good chance it's Martha's teenage daughter, known as Little Martha back then, and who went on to have her own wonderful singing career. Only as you will soon hear, halfway through this last song, Martha switches into English, a decision that was truly indicative of many Polish Kashub households here in the 1960s and early 1970s. As a new generation of Polish Kashub children grew up in the mid-20th century around Barry's Bay, Wilno, and Round Lake, they soon found themselves engulfed in a sometimes painful linguistic tug of war, caught between an old world language centered on their grandparents' Polish Kashub's farm in Pog Lake, Siberia, and the Wilno Hills, and what amounted to their future, more often than not, centered in sprawling urban places all across Canada, where English and French would become their official languages. Regardless, back in the day, those two Marthas sure could sing. And this song translates as Johnny's Knocking. That's quite the song, for a whole lot of very sad and very happy reasons. And it's not hard to see and hear why the Upper Madawaska Valley is still such a unique place. We hope you enjoyed our first old-fashioned kitchen party with our featured guests, Martha Linton and Stella Yerich. And we hope you'll join us next time when, later this year, we'll bring you another kitchen party with a group of local fellows from back in the 1960s. They called themselves the Barry's Bay Boys. Enough said. We'd like to thank Peter and Beverly Glovcheski for introducing us to that old box of dusty, if nearly lost, tapes where we found Martha and Stella's stellar voices. And we'd especially like to thank Russell Linton and the Yerich family for helping to bring their very talented mothers back to a new audience that they so richly deserve. I'm Kristen Marchand. And for the producer of the Opiongo line, Barry Conway, we're pretty certain that the Linton and Yerich families won't mind if you start to whistle that rather catchy little tune about Wilno from off the top of the show. Good day, and God bless.